important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivina and Grace with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, no fines have been issued following the state government's introduction of speeding cameras on school zone signs at the beginning of the year. Authorities have blamed technical issues with infringement systems after no fines were issued 6 months following their installation. Fines are expected to be issued August 7th following the speeding camera's final test, with Transport Minister Mark Bailey calling it a matter of urgency.
30,000 households in 26 bushfire-prone suburbs have recently received warning letters, with further burn-offs planned weeks after the heavy smoke blanketed the city. The most at-risk suburbs are on the western edge of the city, around Chandler and Burbank. Queensland Fire and Emergency Services Assistant Commissioner John Corbett says in the last 3 years, La Nina has produced strong growth, and that level of growth has posed a higher level of fire risk.
In national news, a review of the National Agreement on Closing the Gap has found the government has failed to grasp the scale of change required to improve life outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. According to the Productivity Commission's review of the National Agreement, governments are not sharing power with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to allow decision-making. Commissioner Natalie Siegel-Brown says governments must allow Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to make decisions for themselves and their communities. The Commission heard from 121 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander groups who expressed that government action towards closing the gap has not been felt in communities.
New South Wales paramedics have rejected a 4% pay rise from the New South Wales government due to the lack of action in fixing the healthcare system. The Australian Paramedics Association Union says they will continue to protest, refusing to respond to non-emergency patient transfer jobs this week. Many New South Wales paramedics have turned to moving to the states after Queensland offered payments of up to $20,000 to healthcare workers if they make the decision to work for Queensland Health.
In international news, a plane fighting wildfires in Greece has crashed, killing two pilots aged 34 and 27 on board. State broadcaster ERT showed footage of the plane crashing into a hillside and bursting into flames after releasing water on a fire over the island of Evia. Rescue helicopters have rushed to the site to carry out a search and rescue operation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 11 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.